the Tower of Power Band, Lab Bands 1 and 2 are going to be celebrating a lot of fun music coming up at Loeb Playhouse this Friday at 8 o'clock. Joining me is Scott Pazera. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. Thanks. Mo Trout. Hi.
Hey, how are you, John?
Good. I know it's been a busy semester, and I think, you know, just 2 months ago, everyone was enjoying summer, then school starts, and suddenly they're coming together to make great music. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty well, and it's, I would say suddenly, but we've already had performances with all the groups, so so we're going on performance number two. So, we've been very busy since school started.
Yeah, and I know the program's just been growing. You know, enrollment at Purdue in general is larger. Does that affect the bands and the kids that are interested?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody wants to play, and we try and make sure everybody can play. Yeah, so it's, I don't know, how many more are we up this year?
Well, I know that we had well over 200 students that auditioned for jazz bands this summer, we tried to use them all. So we've got about 200 kids in the jazz bands right now. If you think of 20 person in each band, we're pushing it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be fun, too, because there's not a school of music here. And so, you know, all the folks that are playing music want to play music, and that goes beyond, you know, just the All-American Marching Band and the regular bands to play jazz. What sort of tunes are you guys going to be performing on Friday?
So the Tower of Power Band, you know, typically plays a little bit more of like an energetic set, you know. So we're going to be doing a mix of a couple of Tower of Power tunes this year. Actually, we're doing some Lou Rawls, because we've got a couple of guys in the band that have a little bit more of a baritone register. We're doing, and then I'm trying to think, that's a couple of things in Tower of Power. The Lab Band 1 is going to be doing a pretty broad mix of things. Tito Puente, Herbie Hancock, it's all over the place. We're doing a really sort of a neat cover of a Lionel Richie tune, Hello, that we're going to be doing that Paul Anka sort of popularized probably 10 years ago now. I don't know how long that album came out. But it's definitely going to be a fun set from both bands that I'm running with.
Yeah, that's Scott Pazera, who is directing the Lab Band 1 and Tower Power. Mo Trout is leading the Lab Band 2. And I know that it's one of those things that I know you guys have been performing together. What sort of music are you guys going to be presenting at Loeb?
Well, our set's going to be a little bit different in that we've got three vocal pieces that we're going to be doing. They're kind of focused on Michael Bublé style and Frank Sinatra styles of music, some really straight ahead swing things and a nice little duet to the tune I Won't Dance, You Can't Make Me, so it's kind of a fun piece. And then we've got two more concert oriented jazz pieces, a real straight ahead swinger kind of based on a blues progression is called North Shore Morning, that was written actually for the New Trier jazz band, which is a very famous high school jazz program up in the northern suburbs of Chicago. And it was kind of based on, a morning, early morning on, North Shore, Lakeshore Drive, basically, before all the traffic hits, when you see the sun coming up, and then the morning, the sun comes out and you're driving down the highway and, it has a really nice groove. It's really a fun piece and the kids are really enjoying playing that particular piece. So it'll be fun.
It's the Lab Bands and Tower of Power Band coming up Friday night, 8 o'clock at Loeb Playhouse. No tickets required. It's a free and open concert.
Free and open.
And I know that it's fun that these guys are, some of these folks are participating in the Marriott Jazz and a lot of different things. I see here in Elliott sometimes someone saying, oh, hey, I'm in it looking for a band. Is it fun to have little parts of this and to see the kids sort of work together and have this great connection with music?
Yeah, it is. It is. And sort of like piggybacking off what you were talking about earlier, nobody that we have had to do this. They all wanted to do this. So usually you don't have to ask people to do something they already wanted to do. So that's sort of a great built-in, thing there. So and then so everyone wants to do something and get together, we don't have to push for it. They're making it happen.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, we're just trying to give them opportunities, you know. And so if we have an opportunity, you know, they just jump at it. And so these jam sessions and those sorts of things are just fun. Some of them have had a lot of experience doing that sort of thing in high school, and some have had almost no experience doing that sort of thing, but, you know, have always wanted to. And so this is a no-pressure kind of a fun way to let them do it.
I was going to ask, it's got to be fun to be in Loeb Playhouse. They have that incredible piano there. And so it's a nice space. There's even, I suppose, a little bit of room if someone was going to dance or whatnot. But it's got to be a fun place to have the kids perform.
It really is, and it's almost a little intimidating when they get up for the very first time. You know, they've got all these microphones up there, you know, the lights, you know, and it's a lot different than the basement at Slater Center, I'll tell you that. Yeah, and so, you know, it's something that they really look forward to, and it's a very exciting time for them.
Yeah, it's the Tower Power Band, the Lab Bands 1 and 2. I guess I'd end asking, what would you say to someone that's never made it to a jazz band concert? What would you say to them to get them out, coming out Friday night?
I'll just go based off of knowing some of my relatives and people who have sort of these preconceived notions of what they think jazz is, that they should put those aside and come out and hear, you know, that there's many different facets and angles of jazz that a lot of people don't even realize that they like and that they're already listening to, that they, you know, necessarily wouldn't categorize that, to just come out. And especially at a free show, you know, it costs you a little time. Come on out, check it out. If it's not your thing, that's fine too. But yeah, I mean, I would really encourage everybody to come out and hear some different things based off of, you know, if that's not what they listen to, or if they, you know, I find that when I run into people who, you know, think they know what jazz is, their definition of it, it's usually not what most jazz musicians would sort of characterize as the, you know, the language.
Sort of like that meme, six things, what I do, what I think I do,
what I really do,
that sort of thing. Yeah. Anything to add to that, Mo?
Well, you know, jazz is America's music, you know, and pretty much all the music that anybody listens to today, any kind of pop music, it has its roots in jazz. And so, you know, the music that we play, you know, is America's music. And so come out and, you know, they'll definitely hear something that's familiar and that they really like.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's Loeb Playhouse, Friday night at 8 o'clock, the Lab Bands 1 and 2 in Tower Power Band. Scott Bezerra, Mo Trout, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.